Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Hey of Masechtas Naza. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the question regarding Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Does the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim apply even to Avira, its airspace, or only to Gusha, the ground? The Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yesib Rebbe Yehuda regarding HaNichnas LeEretz Ha'amim B'Shei De Tevo Migdol, Rebbe Metame, person who enters Eretz Ha'amim while in the box. And the Gemara's initial understanding that they disagree in the question of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. The Gemara's three other approaches that they disagree in Oil Zarek Shmei Oil, or they disagree in Afagav Dilei Shchicha Gazu Bei Rabbanan, whether the Gzer of Eretz Ha'amim applies even to a person in the Sheda, which is not common, or they disagree in the Gzer of Shemei Yaitzi Reisha Verubay Lasham. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Oil Zarek. If a Davar She'en Mekabel Tumah, an item that cannot become tummy, is a tefach above a mess. It's considered an oil and is chaitis befnei ha-tumah. It becomes a barrier against the tumah that is beneath it so that a person or utensils above it do not become tummy. However, there is a machlekes if the davar she'eino mekabel tumah was zarek in motion, is it considered an oil or not? One opinion is oil zarek lo yishmei oil. Anything that's moving is not considered an oil and is not a chatzitza. Therefore, the Tumas Gusha can penetrate the box and the person does become tummy. However, one opinion holds that it depends. Oil Zarek Loi Shmei Oil is only if the oil Zarek is moving on its own. However, oil Zarek Shmei Oil if the oil Zarek is being carried by a person or behemoth through which it's connected to the ground. It is considered an oil and a chatzitza. Therefore, the Tumas Gusha cannot penetrate the Sheda and the person is tar. Mitzayra. A Metzayra is a person who has developed a white patch on his skin, which must be examined by a kohen. Yimei Hesgeroi, if the tzaras is inconclusive, the kohen first puts him into confinement for 7 days. Yimei Gamrei or Yimei Chilutai, if the kohen then sees the nega again and rules that he is tameh, the person becomes a Metzayra Muchlet, in which he is sent out of the city, and he must wait until Gamrei, the tzaras, goes away. Yimei Siproi, after the tzaras disappears, a kohen goes out to him a chutz lamachna and performs the procedure of the two birds, one of which is slaughtered and the second is sent away. The metzayra then shaves all the hair of his body and immerses in the mikvah. He waits 7 more days, at which point he shaves again and again immerses in the mikvah. On the 8th day, the metzayra brings the karbanos metzayra. In gidel seira pachas milamad yom, a nazir cannot shave a growth of less than 30 days.